All right, let's get started today, won't you? Welcome to the year 2020. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams. With the help of Rocket Mortgage, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, you push button, you get mortgage. It's a pretty simple concept. Pretty simple. Love hearing Vince Quinn. And I welcome Vince into the lead-in slot after Mraz exits for his new gig with the mornings. And he made a smart decision there, not doing overnights when he's doing mornings like that now with the DA show, which sounded really good in its debut days in the morning. Anthony, can you remember how many shows between... I'm just trying to go backwards. I know Amy was the first show we had as a lead-in ever on the network. And I know we had now Vince Quinn, Sean Marash, which was like a sort of like Pope John Paul I. He had like a tenure.
Zach Gelb.
Who was before Zach?
Well, I'm going to have to really rack the brain. Let me see.
Why am I drawing a blank on this? Oh, wait a minute. It was Paul Nanos.
Oh.
But wasn't there somebody between Nanos and Gelb, or was there not? I don't think there was now. Now that I think about it, I don't think there was. And who was between, was there anybody between Amy and Nanos? I don't think so either.
I can't remember.
So they went Amy to Nanos to Gelb to Marash for like a month. John Paul I, I'm going to call him. And then we get to Vince Quinn, and we appreciate Vince doing a good job getting everybody fired up. I will say this, though, and I lamented it yesterday on Twitter, at John Kincaid. I love it when you get on board the Twitter feed and interact. I have a lot to say about our industry. A lot to say. And considering I started my sports radio career when there were two sports radio stations in America. And that's when I began to intern, then part-time, then got on air, then moved to Atlanta, then became a full-time radio host. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. So I feel like I have a good handle on being able to comment on our industry. And this week, I heard so many, especially fill-in guys in our business. And let me tell you, my first fill-in shift on a national level, I filled in for Mike Greenberg and worked with Mike Golic on Mike and Mike for 3 days when Mike Golic was doing the Peach Bowl. That led to Dan Patrick having me fill in for 2 days at Thanksgiving and then a week at Christmas, which then led to me filling in for Colin Cowherd for 5 years, like four and a half, is when you get your shot on a national show and you're filling in, first of all, always pay homage to the person you're filling in for. It's their show. You're just sitting in their seat for the day. But also, when you get a chance to do it, don't do stupid stuff like, is the Patriots run over? I want to hear what you have to say. Because that's all I've heard all week long. It's all I've heard. And I've heard it from national media too, people who have national shows. For God's sakes. Man, a little show prep goes a long way. Hey, call us. Do you think the Patriots run's over? Is this the end of the Patriots run? Call us at blah, 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 855. Stop! For God's sakes. If you're a surgeon, you go into work and you study the surgery you're about to prepare, you know, that you're about to think. You look at the patient's chart. You do some research. If you're going in for a giant sales call, and you're calling on a major corporation, you go and you check out everything you can about the company so you go in and you make a competent sales call. If you're going to do a radio show, for God's sakes, don't take the low-hanging, lazy fruit. especially when you're getting your shot. I hear all the fill-in hosts all Christmas time. Don't just do what you know. If you live in L.A., if you live in Cleveland, if you live in Dallas, if you live in Kansas City, and you're filling in on a show, it's a national show. Shut up about your hometown. It's not that interesting to the other 50 states. You're doing a national show. Now, today, we can talk about Tom Brady and the Patriots and what happened last night. I think it's far more interesting to actually discuss what happened last night. And one of the absolute co-ops that's going on now, one of the like giveaways that's going on right now, is the benefit of the doubt to Tom Brady. And if anyone in the history of the NFL deserves the benefit of the doubt as a coach, as a quarterback, it would be Belichick and it would be Brady. So as they go down last night to the Titans, and I will give the Titans lots of love this morning because I was highly entertained last night by their defensive scheme, most of all. So they're going to get lots of love. But the biggest, like, gimme, just we're going to gloss on over it is, well, if Tom Brady had better weapons, if Tom Brady had better weapons, then we'd see a different team. Bull.com is what I'm going to tell you, to use one of Shaq's favorite lines. BS.com. You're out of your mind. You got to win games. And Tom Brady's has sat in the most winnable division in the NFL. Over his entire tenure, it has been the worst division in the NFL, and it's not even been close. It's not even close. And you're telling me that a young quarterback, like a guy like Carson Wentz, can play for 8 games without his top 3 wide receivers, can play for 8 games with only one of his top 3 running backs. 8 games missing your top 3 wide receivers. 8 games where you're missing one of your top two of your top 3 running backs. Where you're using practice squad players. You are literally getting guys off the street that didn't play on your team, that signed with your team on Saturday night, and they are playing on Sunday. And you're winning. The one excuse I don't want to hear is Tom Brady and his weapons. Don't spin it that way, because you're taking away from what the Titans did last night. You're taking away from what the Titans did. It's a bunch of garbage to try to spin it like, well, if Brady had better weapons, you know, this would be... Yeah, guess what? If the queen had a royal scepter, she'd be the king. I mean, enough of this stuff. Enough of the spin of let's make every single excuse for Tom Brady. Tom Brady had slippage this year. Flat out slippage. Now, at 30 or 32, Tom Brady probably could have overcome the lack of weapons, because God knows other quarterbacks in the NFL do and have. And one of them will play this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. One of them is going to play in that game. Who had a divisional game against the Dallas Cowboys to win the division. He got to win. And his starting tight end lacerates a kidney. He's missing his 3 top wide receivers. He's missing his two of his top 3 running backs. He's missing his right tackle, and he's missing his left tackle for around a third of the game. Stop talking about the excuses for Tom Brady and recognize what the Titans did. The Titans absolutely smothered the New England Patriots last night. Smothered them. And it's awesome. And it's awesome for the NFL. And whoever asked Bill Belichick the question, and Anthony, see if you can get it for me later. It's not now. It's not necessary, because I'm going to get to other things. I want to know which member of the media in New England was such a bozo, was such a simpleton, that they asked a question about, you know, been there through the for the Patriots through thick and thin. You don't understand the definition of thin if you ask that question. Who is going to the press conferences in New England? And by the way, a couple people sprouting a pair of, you knows, to actually ask some tough questions would be really interesting. I know Bill Belichick, he's very scary. He's a scary guy. The big, bad, bold, what you always hear is the Northeast media. Oh, man, they're tough. They're big. They're bold. My gosh. They curl up in Bill Belichick's lap like your grandma with a kitten on her Afghan. Ask some freaking tough questions, would you? My gosh. Lame. 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 It's like when Derek Jeter came out after his career and said, I want to create a website where the players can have their say without the media, you know, inserting their thing. What? No American icon ever got better press coverage than Derek Jeter. The New York, the big, bad, bold New York media. They treated him like they were teenage girls at a Justin Bieber concert. My gosh. Congratulations to the Tennessee Titans. And congratulations for potentially ushering in a new era in the AFC. And if you think I'm just going to put a shovel of dirt on top of the Patriots' grave, you're out of your mind. That's not going to be me. Because Belichick and Brady, as long as they are together, are going to get the benefit of the doubt. Now, Bill O'Brien, I would take the shovel of dirt, and then I would take the shovel itself, and I would probably be knocking him on the back of the head. Because as a Texans fan, I don't know how you're dealing with it. And I like Coach O'Brien. Like him, I personally like him. He was a Georgia Tech, good man. But I honestly don't know how, with everything that organization has going for it, that he has survived as long as he has. And yesterday was just another example. Absolutely another example. They survived that game. And look, as great as you want to think about the Bills story, and it was, Josh Allen has a lot of growing up to do as far as intelligence at the quarterback position. Because Josh Allen, I believe, flat out cost his team the victory yesterday. I think he cost them the win yesterday more than anything else, making very poor decisions. I think he cost them a lot.